In our gospel reading today, Jesus shares a parable or a story about the Word of God. It's a parable or story about how the kingdom of God works and becomes real in the world and in our lives. It's a parable or story that moves from failure to flourishing.
亦都係一個屬於神嘅國，如喺世界上面運作，成為現實嘅故事。呢個咧係一個從失敗走向繁榮嘅預言同埋故事。
Jesus tells this parable or story so that we would hear and understand how the Word of God works in the world and how the kingdom of God becomes real for us and in us. At the end of our gospel reading today, Jesus says, the one who hears and understands the word is blessed and flourishes.
耶稣讲呢个比喻呢，系为咗等我哋听到，并且理解佢嘅话语系如何嘅，点样喺呢个世界上面系运作，系可以发挥作用，以及神嘅角度点样系对我哋可以成为事实。喺我哋今日读嘅福音里边，最后耶稣话：听到并且明白道嘅人呢，系有福嘅。
Hearing and understanding Jesus is often difficult, as Jesus teaches many times in parables. A parable or a story is a story that expresses another meaning. Parables are not straightforward and may require interpretation. In our gospel reading today, Jesus teaches a parable about the word of God, the parable of the sower. The parable of the sower describes how the kingdom of God works and becomes real in us.
聆听而且去理解耶稣呢，其实系唔容易嘅，好多时都有啲困难。因为佢经常咧系用比喻去教导我哋，喺预言里边咧系含住另一种意思。个比喻咧系唔简单嘅，好多时咧都需要人去解释，我哋先会明白佢讲系讲啲乜嘢。
Yet like most parables, the meaning of the parable of the sower is not readily apparent. Jesus describes one thing or many things, seeds and sowing, planting and gardening, but he means another thing, how the kingdom of God works.
而呢，好似好多其他预言一样，播种者预言嘅意义呢，就唔系好明显嘅。耶稣描述一件事情，关于种子同埋播种，去种植同埋园艺，但其实实际嘅意义呢，系另一回事，系神嘅话语系如何去运作。
Jesus tells us that he speaks in parables so that we would hear and understand in our hearts the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. The crowds hear Jesus speak in parables, but they don't understand often what he's saying. Jesus teaches his disciples or followers what the parable of the sower means. And in our gospel reading today, the parable of the sower Jesus gives and he gives its
meaning. 佢用比喻或者预言嚟讲说话呢，系等我哋可以能够唔单止系听到，系都喺心里边真系明白到天国嘅奥秘。好多人听到耶稣讲比喻，但系通常都唔明白佢啲比喻究竟系讲乜嘢。耶稣教导门徒散种嘅比喻嘅含义嘅实际嘅意义。喺我哋今日读到嘅福音里边，耶稣教导咗散种嘅比喻，并且解释咗佢究竟系乜嘢意义、乜嘢意思。
Jesus is the Son of God the Father has come to bring his kingdom of heaven to earth. Jesus arrives to bring the gifts of heaven, eternal life, enlightenment, peace to earth. He gives his message of heaven and abundant life so that we would hear and understand Jesus. Jesus reveals and makes known what has been hidden, he says, since before the foundation of the world. And Jesus wants us to hear and understand how the word of God works, how the kingdom becomes real in the world.
是来到世上将天国带到地上。耶稣来到是为了将地上带来天国的恩赐、永生、启蒙和和平。他向我们传达了天国的丰盛生命的讯息，以便我们能够不单止听到，但都理解到耶稣。耶稣揭示，使到人知道自己自创世纪以来所隐藏的所有事情。耶稣希望我们听到并且理解神的话语是怎样在地上发挥作用，神的角度是怎样在这个世上是可以实现。
The parable of the sower is straightforward. A sower goes out to sow seeds in the story. The sower goes out to plant a garden. The seed in the story is the word of God, or the kingdom of God, or faith or trust in God. The sower is ultimately God the Father, who sends his Son and the Holy Spirit. God the Father sows the word of God, sows faith and trust in and through Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit.
散种者的比喻呢，其实很简单。散种者出去种一个花园去散种。故事里面的种子呢，就是天国的道，神天国的道成神的道，甚至是对神的信心和信任。散种者最终是天父上帝，他派遣他的儿子耶稣和圣灵，天父散种神的道，通过耶稣的圣灵的力量在我们身上去散播，去散播信心和信任。
In the parable, some seed falls on the path. It's eaten up by the birds. Jesus explains that this is someone who hears the word of God in the kingdom, but doesn't understand it. The evil one, Satan, snatches away the word of God or faith, what is sown in the heart. You know, it's one thing to hear. It's another thing to understand. You have to hear to understand, but you can hear and not understand. Jesus wants us to hear and understand the word of God. And this requires listening and patience and discernment.
在比喻里面呢，有一些种子是落在路上面，是被雀仔吃了。耶稣解释，每当一个人听到神的话语和天国，但是其实不是真的明白的时候呢，邪恶的人或者撒旦就会夺走了这些种子。我们听到是一回事，真正去理解是另一回事。你必须真的听到，我们广东话的收到，才真的能够理解。但你只能够听，但是听不是真的听得见，不是真的明白，亦都有很多事是这样。耶稣希望我们不单止听到，而且是理解神的话语。这是需要去聆听，他需要有耐心和懂得去分别。
How can we listen more to God's word and discern it? We may come to God with many concerns and requests in prayers. But first, God wants us to let God be God, to listen to God's word. You know, oftentimes this is how it works for me. I get up in the morning, there's the mad rush of duties and responsibilities, texting, email. But to start, how about a verse from God's word? It always settles me. A verse from the Bible, like, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice, be happy in it, be glad. We don't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. Verses from the Bible like this.
那我们怎样才能够更多去聆听神的话语呢？我们可能会带着很多担忧来到神的面前，去很多的请求。但首先我们要记得，神是，祂是为神的身份。我们首先要听神的话语，不是只是挂着我们自己去说话。很多时候牧师说，当我们起身的时候，他的职责啊、责任啊，很多其他人很疯狂地涌到他面前，而且又很忙去发短信啊，要看电邮啊，很多忙的事件要去处理。但是首先最重要的是应该听一下神的经文、神的话语，就好像经文里面神所讲话，这个是主所定的日子，等我们为此感到欢欣鼓舞。就好像这样的经文，我们活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神的话语。
God's word is like the air we breathe. It's so easy to take it for granted, but without God's word, like the air, we would die.
神的话语就好像我们呼吸的空气一样，我们很容易就认为是理所当然，但如果没有神的话语就好像没有空气一样，我们就会死亡。
And it can seem like a failure sometimes to just listen and discern God's word. It can seem like more of a success to start doing all that we have to do. We may even feel that we accomplished something, and yet God's word is our beginning and our end. And we're called and encouraged and invited to listen to God's word, to let God's word guide our daily struggles and work.
如果我们只是去听神的话语，但是不明白的话呢，似乎是一种失败。如果我们开始做我们必须做的事情，不是听了不去做事情，是听了真的理解去做我们必须做的事情的时候，那才看起来是真正的更加成功。我们甚至可能觉得我们是得到一些成就。而神的话语，耶稣他的话语，就是我们的开始和结束。我们呼召并且被鼓励去聆听神的话语，等神的话语呢去带领指导我们，我们应该是为什么工作，为什么事情去做去奋斗。
When we listen to God's word first, when we listen instead of first talking, we begin to move with God from failure to flourishing. We learn, as God's word says, to be content in good times and bad, to be at peace with God in all circumstances, God who's with us always and speaks directly to our hearts in his word.
当我们首先是专心去聆听神的话语的时候，当我们真的去听而不是先去讲，我们就开始从失败走向繁荣。我们从上帝的话语里面学习到，无论在顺境或者逆境里面，我们都会知足，同埋永远是我们上帝是怎样去跟上帝和平相处，并在他的话语里面直接向我们的心去说话。
In the parable that Jesus tells, some seeds fall on the rocks. The plants spring up, but the burning sun, they wither away. They have no depth, no soil, no depth in the heart, Jesus says. And Jesus explains that this is what happens when you hear the word of God and receive it with happiness. And yet there is no root in oneself, no depth of insight or commitment. And when persecution or tribulation or trouble or bad things happen because of the word of God, immediately they fall away.
在比喻里面有些种子呢是跌了在岩石的上面。那这些植物虽然发了芽，但之后在烈日之下他们就枯竭。就好像种子和植物是没有土壤去给他们有根基一样，没有落在内心的深处。耶稣解释，这就是当一个人听到神的话语并且很开心以为接受了他的时候所会发生的事情。但是当他自己有因为没有根基，没有深刻的洞察力和真正的去理解，当因为神的道而遭受到逼迫或者有患难的时候，他就会立即的离去。
The Christian faith is like a long race. The New Testament calls it a long race or a marathon over many seasons of our lives. And I think our gospel reading asks us today, are we prepared to remain faithful to God and God's word until the end? You know, struggles and pain in our life can seem like a setback or a failure, and no one wants to face pain. Yet think of all those moments in life that are full of struggle and pain, but somehow lead to flourishing. I can think of like working out, like saving, like being diligent and good year after year, seeing how a job is done well again and again.
基督教信仰呢，其实就好像一个长跑一样，信仰称它为一个漫长的赛跑，一场是跨越我们生命里面很多不同季节的马拉松。我们准备好忠心上帝和上帝话语，直到最后，我们有没有这样做呢？挣扎和痛苦看起来似乎失败，没有人愿意面对痛苦，但是当我们想想生活里面充满挣扎和痛苦，但是又以某一种方式带来的繁荣的时候，比如锻炼，比如是储蓄，比如一年复一年的继续去勤奋，并且一次又一次看到我们自己怎么可以出色地去完成我们要做的工作。
We're actually born in pain and struggle, and yet the pain and struggle of our births leads to the promising of flourishing with family, with loved ones, with even strangers. What we may initially see as pain and struggle often leads to flourishing and blessing.
其实我们一生来呢就是在痛苦和挣扎里面，但是我们出生时的痛苦和挣扎是比我们许诺和家人、亲人甚至陌生人一起繁荣的昌盛，我们最初看到的痛苦和挣扎往往到最后呢是会带来繁荣和喜乐。
The same is true with our relationship with God. God wants us to be diligent and faithful in following Him, faithful to God and faithful to others, to treat each other with respect and dignity, even those who are the least among us. As scripture says, this kind of love, true love, drives out all fear. To be faithful to God with our bodies, with our time, with our possession, with our very selves. When we're faithful to God and God's word, when we persevere, especially when the going gets tough, our relationship with God will deepen. It will flourish.
我们跟神的关系呢也都是这样。上帝希望我们是勤奋地跟随祂，忠于上帝和其他人，互相地去尊重大家和保持自己的尊严，甚至爱那些我们最不爱的人。真正的爱呢是可以驱散恐惧，用我们的身体、我们的时间、我们的财产、我们来自的我们的自我忠于上帝。当我们忠于上帝和上帝的话语的时候，当我们坚持不懈，尤其是当事情变得艰难的时候，我们和上帝的关系呢就会更加的好，更加的蓬勃的发展。
As a pastor, I've often seen how times of struggle and pain can lead to a deeper and more flourishing and committed and blessed relationship with God. Our God, after all, is our rock and refuge, as the Word of God says, who in Jesus Christ is with us always, no matter what, who gives us the Spirit, the power of abundant and everlasting life.
咁作为牧师，牧师经常都会见到好多唔同嘅挣扎同埋痛苦嘅时刻，系点样能够带嚟与上帝更加深、更加繁荣、更加好嘅关系？我们的神是我们的磐石和避难所，无论怎样，祂在耶稣基督里面永远都与我们同在。祂藉着圣灵赐给我们丰盛而永生的生命。
In the parable, Jesus says some seeds are sown among the thorns. And Jesus says this is the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. They choke the word of God. They choke out or kill faith. Love proves unfruitful.
至于散在荆棘里面的耶稣说，世上的忧虑和钱财的迷惑是阻塞了神的话语，信心和爱心呢，所以都结不出果子。
There's much truth to what Jesus says. You know, it can seem to many out there a failure to even come to church to listen to God's word, to take the time. In a city that makes you work all the time, this can seem like a waste of time. And yet, we know better. It isn't at all. And in a culture that values image over integrity, commitment to God and listening to God's word sounds foreign and strange.
在一个令我们大家一直工作的城市里面，去教堂听神的话语似乎是一种失败，似乎是浪费时间。但是当然好像牧师所说，我们大家都知道清楚这个不是真的。在一个重视形象而非廉政正直的文化，对上帝的委身和聆听上帝的话语呢，对有些人来说听起来好像很陌生和很奇怪。
Our Heavenly Father knows what we need. He provides for us every season of our life. No good ever comes from worrying about money or health or wealth. When we see God and God's kingdom first, our hearts will be set in the way of peace, the way of God who provides.
我们的天父知道我们的需要，并且是供应给我们，去担心金钱、健康、工作或者财富不会为我们带来任何的好处。当我们首先寻求上帝和他的国度的时候，我们的心就会走上平安的路，上帝所提供的道路。
As Jesus says, why work and strive for what will not last and forget about the eternal, the integral, God's abiding word? And real and lasting flourishing and blessing comes from that eternal and abiding word of God. All that we have will pass away, yet God's word remains forever, and we have the gift of life forever with God. Seek first God's kingdom, God's word, Jesus says, and all that we say and do, and the Lord will direct and bless our paths.
那为什么要为那些不会持久的事情去努力和奋斗呢？而是忘记了永恒完整的永存的神的话语呢？ 真正持久的繁荣意味着仰望上帝永恒不变的话语，我们拥有的一切都会成为过去，但是上帝的话语是永远长存。在神的话语里面，我们拥有永远与神同在的生命的礼物。首先我们要寻求神的国度，神的话语。我们所讲的一切，首先是寻求耶稣，主就会引领我们应该行的道路。
As for what is sown on the good soil in the parable, this is the one who hears and understands the word of God, who bears much fruit. And when we hear and understand how much God loves us, how much God cares for us, how much God guides us, God's word and grace and blessing is multiplied in our lives.
就是那些听了又明白的人，就会结出好多不同的果实。当我们听到，而且真的明白神是几咁爱我们、关心我们、引导我们的时候，神的话语和恩典就会在我们里面，而且通过我们，是一直去倍增。Consider
all the ways that God provides and cares and directs us, how much Jesus, our Savior, forgives us, how much the Spirit gives us peace and power to love and inspire. We consider all of the works that God has sown like seeds in us, through us, with us. We begin to see and understand that the Lord is merciful and abounding in steadfast love.
当我们去想下上帝提供的照顾我们的所有的方式，我们救主耶稣是几咁爱我们，并且宽恕我们，圣灵所给予我们的几多嘅平安，同埋爱嘅激励嘅力量。当我们思想到神喺我们里边，同埋通过我们所撇下嘅一切嘅事工嘅时候，我们开始睇到，而且明白到主是仁慈嘅，并且有丰盛嘅慈爱。
When I consider the course of my life, I realize just how much I've been blessed by others, just how much I've received like seeds, it says in the parable, of mercy and steadfast love of the word of God. God's mercy and loving kindness has been sown for me, has been multiplied for me through others, for my flourishing, for my well-being. I'm just an example. I'm sure the same is true for all of us. We have all received grace upon grace from God. God's word has been sown in many ways of blessing in our lives. It's active. It multiplies in us and through us for our well-being and our flourishing.
牧师说，当他思考自己的人生的旅程里面，他意识到他受到很多其他人的祝福，也得到很多的怜悯和坚定的爱。 但牧师说，不单只是身上，佢相信喺我哋大家身上，亦都有同样嘅事情。上帝嘅怜悯同埋慈爱喺别人同埋佢嘅身上都系倍增，唔单止对牧师系咁，对我哋所有人都系咁，系为咗我哋嘅繁荣同埋我哋嘅幸福，为咗我哋大家，我哋都喺神嘅话语里面，从神里面领受咗恩上加恩嘅恩典，并且喺别人嘅身上嘅生活积极活跃。
In our gospel reading today, Jesus tells us a story or parable that we would hear and understand his word of faithfulness, that we would hear and understand his mercy and steadfast love, that we would channel that mercy and love and peace to others, especially those who need it the most, to keep on keeping on in the faith, to persevere. Or like little flowers of God's own garden, to be flowers which flourish and make life more beautiful for all to see.
在我们今天读到的福音里面，耶稣希望我们听到和明白到他信实的话语，明白他的怜悯和坚定的爱。 我们将怜悯、爱和和平都是传递传给其他的人，特别是那些是真的有需要的人。继续坚守我们的信仰，就好像上帝花园里面的小花一样，是鲜花盛放，让所有的人的生活都变得更加的美丽。
阿们。
阿们。